So I just wanted to give you a bit of a taste of what we were listening to last night. So my wife and I got the chance to leave the terror at a babysitter, and we went off to Warsaw to go see a band from Mongolia, The Who. And watching them play is always interesting. And unfortunately, my recording capabilities, specifically in the auditorium, didn't go quite as planned because I didn't set up my microphone properly. I'm still figuring out this little microphone. So hopefully this will give you a little bit of an idea of what the crazy Mongols got up to last night. And I quite like the band because what they do is they mix contemporary music with Mongolian traditional music and instruments. So in between you might hear some of the throat singing, and they've got these strange looking violins and guitars that they use. So if you ever have a chance to go see them, it might not be your cup of tea, but the show itself is amazing, and it's always great to be exposed to different cultures. I love it. My name is Werner Kuchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So what day is it today? Today is Sunday, and what a day it's been. It started off with a wife squirreling away in the kitchen, busy making kimchi. And I haven't mentioned this before. I will probably mention it again in the future. My wife has a serious obsession with Asian food, and that works in my favor because I get to eat all kinds of interesting things, so I don't have to deal with Polish cabbage all the time. But let me not go down the road of the awesomeness of Polish cuisine and the misconceptions around Polish cuisine. This is not what this update's about. So we headed out to an area just outside Warsaw this morning because as my wife was busy doing her preparation for producing some kimchi, she realized that she ran out of ingredients. I think it's the specific spices that was required. So that took us on a journey to a place that I've seen before. I've been there once, but it's on the outskirts of Warsaw. I think it's Malinowska or something. I'm not entirely sure what the actual address is. I got a little bit lost, but it is this huge mall looking place, but the shops inside are quite informal. Very neat, nothing wrong with it, but lots of Chinese wares and more affordable stuff, from tailor stuff to the specific Chinese produce and stuff that my wife needed to complete her kimchi. So we did that. Something else that was on our recipe is to go and scope out my potential office area, because as I mentioned in the previous update, I'm looking for a place to hang the old name on the door, and we identified a place that we are quite interested in. And, you know, as things are, we've seen photos on the internet of this, and you start building kind of this mental model of what this is. And we've both kind of got attached to it because my wife's also a little bit of a renovator. She loves doing renovations and kitting places out, so she's gotten quite interested in this. So as the fact that she's already selected lights and found places where we could buy lights. But it's kind of interesting because you build this mental picture of what it could be, but when you see it in real life, it's potentially not that great. And so we went out there, and it wasn't an official visit. We are planning to grab the keys from someone next week to go and have a look. But so this was just to scope the valley or scope the area. The area is brilliant. My hipster heart is on fire just thinking of the potential purchase of craft beer and coffee in the area when it's lunchtime. But the place is situated in a bit of a courtyard, and the only big drawback is that there is a gigantic big-ass dumpster right next to it. But the space itself is brilliant. very nicely. Needs a little bit of attention, but there's already work done to it. It just needs the minimum. Very small, actually smaller than I realized, because on the photos I've seen it looks much bigger, but it's quite small. I think you could probably, but it'll be a great office for me. So once again, kind of putting my heart in this a little bit, but we have to go through all kinds of legal hoops and jumps, and it might get snatched away from me. But hey, the prospect of maybe clinching that is really exciting. It'd be great to have a little office to go to in the mornings. The other thing, of course, is that this place, and this is one of the other drawbacks, except for the gigantic, stinky dumpster, is that there's no heating. That might be a problem. So I'm going to have to look into what can I do to heat the place up. Now, as an African, I could always start a little konka there. Oh, that is a little fire on the side made in a big drum. But I don't think the authorities here in Warsaw would be too happy if I did that. Yeah, so that's kind of the wrap of the day. Oh, and then a little other observation I saw, just to show you how interesting society is getting. So in South Africa, we always joke about the old garage pie. So it's a pasty or a pastry that you go and buy at a fuel station, and it's usually going to make you sick. Not always, but it's not something that you want to feast on. Here in Europe, there's all kinds of things to buy at the fuel station, of course. But today, as we were stopping there because we wanted to get the car washed, because the car looks like it's been through the Dakar rally, I was peering outside and I'm seeing this vending machine, and it looked very strange. So I had to walk up and I took a photo of it, and it's actually in the show notes. But it is a vending machine that allows you to buy bouquets of flowers. And I was like thinking about, what has society become? So if I get into deep shit with my wife and just pop over to the fuel station, drop 40 zloty, and boom, I have a bouquet of flowers. Problem solved. I might have to make use of that very soon. Who knows? Anyways, time to get back into a warmer apartment where a crazy kid is running around. I actually popped out a little bit to get a bit of rest because he is going nuts at the moment. I think we are either feeding him too much sugar or he's getting serious cabin fever. But yeah, it's either the cold or a crazy kid. But with a crazy kid, at least I can grab a hot, steamy cup of coffee.